Hello, ladies and gentle whores. Welcome to Online Podcast. One more time, we are going back to my portable recorder because I am getting ready to go to, go for my trip. This big trip coming up. And I'm very excited because I get to go see my family and I get to go eat a lot of the food that I missed and also get to go for a quiet vacation and, of course, going to the Bell's wet. What the hell? Oh, that was the ice maker. And get to go to the Bell, if you, those of you who listen to Ding the Bell, they get to go to Michael's wedding in Japan. So I'm excited. However, I'm also a little bit nervous because I'm supposed to be singing. And I think I'm singing... How many songs am I singing? I'm singing Thankful for the Ceremony, and I'm singing the prayer for the reception, and the Way You Look Tonight for her dance. So I'm singing three songs, which I already know, but with the exception of Thankful, I haven't performed Thankful at all. So I need to look at that at least that one song. And usually when I perform, I never really memorize all my songs. So I don't memorize my songs. But I'm kind of thinking that I probably should memorize my songs. So I'm going to try to do that. I have a little bit of time, especially in the airplane, that I get to pound all those words in my head. Hopefully that work out. The noise that you're hearing in the background, by the way, is... What is it? I think it's the fan in the kitchen. But today it's actually very comfortable. It's very nice. Maybe I should step outside for a little bit. It looks really nice outside. Of course, it's in the 70s. I've never had such a mild summer before. It's really nice. I have no complaints. And then, of course, with my vacation, I'm actually going to a hotter and stickier climate. But it'll be all good. And I don't know any... Oy vey. That was my burp. You know, I've been battling. I don't know if you know. You realize I haven't taken too many pictures because I'm so self-conscious about my face. Because I don't know whether it's stress at work or what, that I've been getting this whole phase of acne on my left side. Now, you know, it's creeping up on the right side as well. And also I realized maybe it was actually when I was starting to change my, you know, facial cleaning routine, I added too many products or something. I have no idea, but I think my eye cream, I was applying too much. And therefore, it was causing a lot of those, like, bumps, like whiteheads. And I think it's whiteheads. But it's just like little bumps. It doesn't hurt. It's just, you know, a little bumpy. And then I like to go squeeze it. So I know it's gross, but whatever. And so that was the lead up of the problem. And now I have a lot of, like, horrible looking and skin pigmentation, like darkening spots all over my cheeks and my jawline. Oh my gosh, it's like really horrible. And so I was actually very self-conscious. Even when I go to work talking to other people, I feel like, you know, my zits and my face is all those scars and all those black marks are jumping out and screaming at them, look at me! So I'm a little bit bothered by that, especially coming up, you know, for this trip, and I have to see people and all that, and I'm going to be feeling very uncomfortable. And it doesn't, you know, it's impossible to have anything before my trip. So I'm just going to have to face it. Now, I do have a concealer. I do. This is going to be funny. So we were screwing around one night. One time at... during my vacation one time. This is like many, many years ago. 6 years ago. Is it? No, 7 years ago when I went back to Malaysia with Bruce, and we were, you know, screwing around. I mean, you know, fooling around. And then I caught a hickey. And then it was on my neck. And then since my parents were there, you know, I feel a little bit self-conscious about it. And it's not, and it's hot, so I can't wear a turtleneck or a high, you know, whatever, crew neck thing. Oh, Bruce is coming back. And so I've had to get a Clinique concealer. So I have that Clinique concealer from that long time ago that I may have to use in some occasions. And let's see, I'm going to tell Bruce that I'm doing a recording. Otherwise, I don't want him to be on the recording without him knowing. And so I had to be carrying that. And I'm, you know, just very super self-conscious about it. Here he is. Baby, I'm recording, just so you know. Hey. Baby?
Hey.
Hey, I'm recording, just so you know.
Where are you?
I'm here.
Where?
I'm recording.
Oh.
Yes. Did you get your car vacuumed?
Did I who?
I thought you vacuumed your car or something.
I did.
Oh, okay. That was quick.
The car is much happier being clean.
Good.
You can tell it runs better. It's happy.
Hey, Baho, come here.
What are you recording?
Online.
Right now?
Yes.
Even while I'm talking to you?
Yes.
Oh, hi, everybody.
I cannot pause. This stupid recorder won't let me pause. I want a new one, baby.
Okay, I'll get it for you.
Aw, you're so sweet. Susie Orman would not approve. But anyway, let me go back to talking to my... Okay, so, and then... I'm in the living room. Actually, it might be nice. Is it nice outside? Is it nice outside? It looks nice.
It's cool. It's a little humid.
It's humid but cool?
Yeah. It's pleasant.
Nice. So maybe since I'm recording stereo, I might as well go out and get the sound. What was I saying?
I can shake my pill bottles.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, this is, it does have that stereo effect, but not as much as my binaural microphones that, you know, I used to have. Do you remember those?
Where did they go?
Oh, they're still here. Oh. I just never use it because since I got the iPhone, it's kind of cumbersome to use those external microphones, especially when it's not very well shielded. Because the GSM phone just caused a lot of that. Bleep, 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 bleep. Oh, yeah. Picked up by, well, the microphone cables serve as an antenna, picking up all those frequencies. So it's not good. However, I did learn this, babe, that I listened to a podcast and they were talking about how to avoid having that, the interference on a speaker. If you happen to have a speaker that's not built for your iPhone.
Oh.
I said you can actually use a you know, those anti-static bag, like almost like, you know, those.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I wonder,
the Mylar ones.
Yeah, the Mylar.
Mm-hmm.
Is that Mylar?
Is
I don't know what Mylar is.
Well, it's, they look like Mylar, but probably Mylar is static, so anti-static Mylar. I don't know. Go ahead.
Well, anyway, that thing, and it apparently cuts out a lot of the interference.
Oh. Putting the phone inside,
yeah,
the bag.
Yes.
Or you could just turn off the cell phone function.
Yeah, you could. Yeah. But, you know, I never really, I hate it.
Oh, speaking of the iPhone.
Yes.
I saw a photo book that the entire book was photos taken with
iPhone.
The iPhone 3GS.
Oh, wow.
Very nice.
A real book?
Sure.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's very nice. It's this couple touring California, and it has the maps and photos, and had I not looked at the cover, I would not have known they were taken with the phone.
Oh.
They were nice enough, you know?
You saw it at the place?
I don't know where I saw it, but it was very nice.
Okay, all right. And so, anyway... So that's supposed to work. That the...
Is this a tech show you're doing today?
No.
Or just whatever?
Whatever.
Do they know you're on the couch?
They kind of, not really.
It's not your usual place to record.
I know, but I'm thinking, since I'll be probably doing a lot more portable recordings like this when I go on my trip, it'll be nice for me to practice how to do this again.
Yeah.
Not that anybody listens anymore.
Sure they do.
I don't know. But anyway, that's okay. That's all right. I don't care. But what was I talking? I was talking about my face.
Oh.
Mm. Oh. Yeah, that.
It's a serious show.
It's how serious it was. Yes. Oh. And so I got I tried Proactiv. I don't know where I stopped, but anyway. So I was very frustrated. Oh, very self-conscious about my face. Yes. Oh, yeah. That's right. I have my concealer. I'm getting ready to use it if I have to. And I was, looking into different things, trying to get this taken care of. And I tried Proactiv about a little bit over a month ago, maybe like 6 weeks, 7 weeks ago, maybe. And I just got online. I was a little desperate and I don't know where to go, with the exception of going to my dermatologist, but which I haven't done. Maybe I should have, whatever. And so I put on my, I went online, researched about it, and they have this little trial kit that they entice you to get into, which I did, and I tried it, and it's not bad. It didn't really, it would definitely clean my face, but it didn't get rid of my, all the pimples that I've been getting. And so it was a little annoying. Not the product. The product didn't really do much, but it didn't really hurt my face as well. So, and of course it's expensive, right? The first, I got the starter kit, and the starter kit was like about 26, 20, hello boy, 20 some dollars. And then the next order, which I did not know, I found out later by, I sort of needed it anyway. My first shipment, it's like a subscription. So you get it every 30 days, I believe. And I did not know about it. And so it came, the second package got delivered to our house. And then I realized, I didn't order it. And Bruce said, oh, yeah, it got shipped here. So then I realized that it's actually a subscription and you have to cancel it if you want to stop having it delivered. But because, but anyway. And so I went to... Anyway, the second box is going to cost me about $40, and there's shipment to everything, and so it's going to be pricey. So I thought, I've tried it for 6 weeks and it didn't really show any dramatic results. So I thought I may look into canceling it, but I didn't have any other plans as well. So I thought maybe I'll just continue using it to see if it actually would work. And so I went to Target one day and I found about, what is it called? Acne free? Is it free acne or acne free? Free acne. Of course you have to pay for your acne. What do you mean free? Something like that. Acne something or other. It's supposed to be something. Well, they claim it's better than Proactiv, but the product is supposed to have the same, has the same ingredients, benzoyl peroxide, and all that kind of good stuff. And I read up about it online, and people seem to like it. There's some negative, sides to it, but people still like it. The negative is that the lotion, repair lotion, they call it, the third step, is not as smooth and nice as the Proactiv one, which I actually like. The Proactiv one is actually quite nice. But if it works, that will be, that's the key thing. So I didn't really mind about the whole gritty feel of the repair lotion. And so I immediately got the box, and before I got it, I actually called to cancel my proactive subscription, which is quite an episode. And I knew they are going to be pushy about trying to convince you to continue with their subscription and all that, and I know she's doing her job. So I was very firm, and I was very patient, and she asked a lot of questions, why do you want it, how did you use this product and that product, blah, blah, blah. So after a long while, she started to stop listening to me as I was talking. She was just like, blah, 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 blah. You know, we can give you this, and, we want to give you a free bottle of the sulfur thing, and you can continue trying it. I said, no, I think I'm done. I want to, it doesn't work, and I don't want it anymore. And she said, but you have to use it for most people, it has to be like 8 weeks to 10, 12 weeks for you to see results. So I don't know why it's not working for you, and will work for 85% of the people, and blah, blah, blah. And so I said, no, I should just help me cancel this. I don't want it. But she wouldn't listen. She keep going and going and going. And I finally have to say, listen. I said, I have to say, stop, listen to me. And then she finally stopped, and I said, I at that time I was getting annoyed. And I said, I understand that you are doing a job. I understand this is, you're trying to, give me suggestions, but I have already decided that I don't want it. So please help me cancel. The first time she kept going on, but second time I repeat the same information, I was a little bit annoyed, and I said, from this point onward, when I say I want to remove myself from the subscription, it's not because the product is not working for me, it's because I am I'm annoyed at how difficult it is to remove myself from this thing. And so then she finally backed down, and so I got canceled. So, but it takes, oh my gosh, so much to get yourself removed from that subscription system, which is, I can totally see people, like a normal person would probably fall for it and continue with the subscription just because they don't have the it's very difficult, the ability to say no, And so, bye, come here. Good buddy. No, he was just being round and fat. Come here. Boy. Come here.
That was so random.
I just thought he was so cute. Anyway, and so that's my face. And now I'm using that new system, and I hope it's going to work. I don't know. We'll see. It's only been, today is the 7th day. So hopefully I'll start seeing more results. I don't know whether it's mentally I'm thinking it's working or it actually is working. It's not that clear yet that that I can say that it's working. So we'll see a few more days. Now I'm going to go touch it. Touch. Is it bad, really bad today?
No, just don't touch.
So that's my face. And what else was I going to say? Oh, remember a long time ago I said that maybe I didn't talk about this on my podcast, but I have a part-time job, and at my part-time job there is company-wide singing competition, and I entered the competition the audition. I sent my audition video in, which is not an audition tape. I keep wanting to say audition tape because
it's
I upload it electronically. So it's an audition video file that I uploaded. And so I uploaded it, and I was, it would be cool to get to do it because last year I missed it. And I found out about it on the, 2 days before the, not expiration, what's it called? The cutout, the deadline. And so I didn't do it last year, and this year when I saw it came out, I was like, "Oh, it would be kind of cool." And so one free night, I actually did the recording, and And finally, I just mail it off and didn't think too much about it because I didn't. I did go to work checking my email and didn't see any notification from them. And I thought, you know, didn't think too much about it. And so I was at work, a normal day, and I was working and at night. And suddenly they call everybody out for a meeting. So at my part-time job. So I went out not thinking too much about it. I was just like, you know, whatever, meeting. So, and we went out, and it's also, okay, on the next day also, where they were working at 9, and the next day is my 5th anniversary working part-time at this place. And so another friend of mine, also another coworker, also is going to celebrate her 5th year as well with me, and because we went through the same training and everything. So I was all excited. I was like, oh, yay, crazy, clap, clap, clap. And they say they have announcements. And they say, oh, yeah, you know, we have a couple of veterans here. You know, they've been working here for 5 years. And clap, clap. And the company actually sent you a little plaque and, you know, congratulating you on your 5th year and everything. And I haven't had it yet because it's, you know, I mean, my anniversary is not there yet on that day. And your manager usually would present to you, and I thought, oh, maybe, and oh, yeah, here's a weird thing. I saw a camera. Usually, they never shoot video. I don't know why this manager is holding a camera. And I thought, okay, cool. Whatever, they're going to maybe, I thought, going to probably come out with the plaque and give it to us, and they'll be all dandy and cool and all that and sweet and nice, right? So went on the announcement about our, you know, 5th year and everything, and nothing happens. I was like, oh, whatever. Maybe they were just, you know, shooting the camera for internal use or whatever. I mean, the video. And then they said, oh, we're going to announce one more thing. John got into the final 12 of the singing competition thing. And I was so surprised, and I think I might have said shit.
Sure.
I think I might have. I asked my manager. I said, did I curse when you said that? Because I thought I was like, oh, I did. I couldn't remember what happened exactly. I just remember I was shocked. And I was also concerned at the same time because I was thinking, oh, my God, I would have to be, you know, at that time, be gone for my vacation for a month, and then I'll be back for a week. I'm going to have to leave for that singing thing. So I was excited. I was shocked. I was also concerned. So I may have said shit. So I don't know. I asked my manager, and he said, I think you may have dropped the S-bomb. And I don't know whether or not they're going to still use the video. Supposedly, they were instructed by corporate to take a video of my, an HD video, so specifically, of my reaction as they were breaking the news to me. And so I don't know how they're going to use it. They're probably going to play it like right before, or maybe they're going to play a video or something before the singing event of all our reactions. Maybe. Oh. Are you okay?
Excuse me.
It's going to be so embarrassing, baby. It's going to be more embarrassing than my face, than my acne.
I know, I can.
Boy, can you meow again? Oh, you a cutie pie? Oh. Bruce is holding him like a baby. He doesn't quite like it. Oh, baby boy. You are so sweet, honey bun. Oh. Sweetie. Are you a cutie boy? Oh. Okay, he doesn't like it. All right, you may go. Yes. Are you asking for snackies? And so, where was I? Oh, so it's going to be embarrassing, that video. Ugh. But,
you know, you could refilm it, you know.
What?
Make a version where you don't say that.
I film it?
Well, you could have them shoot it again. You could reenact.
Oh, I don't. I talked. Nah, it's okay. Whatever. They may bleep. And I would say, oh, shit, HR's gonna call. Oh, but I was very excited, obviously. Oh, now I wish I want to see the video. Oh, maybe not. It's probably good that I haven't seen the video, so I can actually only see that thing at the event. And I will be flying to San Francisco for that event, by the way. That's where the conference is going to be. Well, it's a company thing. It's not open to the public, so you can't see it. So it's not like anything big, really. I mean, the company, there are many. The company is fairly big, but the event is not really all that huge because it's internal. So anyway, I'm excited, and I still hope that I get to go, you know, because I've already talked to my day job and ask, talk about whether or not it's possible, and it seems like it's going to work out, I hope, and it's going to be big. It's big because I haven't done a singing competition for so long. That's why I think I tweeted about it, saying that I felt like a teenager again, because when I was a teenager, I used to do that a lot. Joining this competition, entering this contest, blah, blah, blah. And then I just kind of stopped doing it as I, you know, got older. And, so I feel like a kid again, but it'll be exciting. If I get to go, it will be an all expense paid trip to San Francisco for, I don't know how many days. I think it's, we have to be there on the 14th of October, and the singing thing is, the conference is at, it's on the 21st. I know it's 6 working days plus, you know, including the day, not including weekends, so it'll be 8 days. I'll be away for 8 days. Oh my gosh. So it's going to be exciting. And I guess I'll find out more. I don't know any more information at this point. So if I know anything, I'll let you know. And so that's that. That's exciting. And of course, you know, the trip itself too is exciting. I'm a little hungry. I'm going to go snack on something. I think Bruce is probably snacking on something. That's why I'm hungry. So next week, we will, I think I will be extremely busy because before my trip, I have to rush to finish a project as much as I can to get it done. And then, and then when I come back, there's like another project waiting for me. And then I have to go for the audition thing. So it'll be very exciting. Oh, I'll get as much done as possible before I go. And also during that 1 week of me coming back from the trip before the singing competition. It'll be exciting. But I'm looking forward to it. I want to let you know that next recording, if I do one, it will be what you're eating. Soupy? Mm-hmm. Soup with rice? Mm-hmm. I kind of want some too. Mm-hmm. Oh, did you see I put the rice in the freezer, mm-hmm. in the refrigerator? Mm-hmm. So next week will be the last time that I'll be doing a recording. Until I get to Malaysia, I'll be in Malaysia. Is that right?
Probably. It's like 11 days. Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh my God, I'm a little nervous. Do I have everything? I have my visa. What?
I'm just being silly.
Don't scare me. Can I take the boy with me?
No.
No, boy takes care of you. Boy takes care of the daddy here. Boy. So I guess next week I'll be posting another show on Monday, and then that very week on the Thursday I'll be leaving bright early in the morning. Well, dark early in the morning, because it would still be darkness at that time. And poor baby, my Bruce has to drive me to the airport.
It's okay.
And then I have to leave you.
It's okay, they have donuts at the airport.
So. Oh, I'll get you donuts. I want some soup. Okay, anyway, I'm going to end this so that I can drink some soup. And so next week, you'll probably hear from me one more time. And then the next recording, if I do one, it will be in Malaysia. I'm sure it'll be exciting. Oh, you know what? I'll probably do. I will probably use a lot of my Twitter to post updates, a little bit and pieces of updates, what I'm eating. I'll probably a lot of food photos for sure. So until next week, baby, what do I usually say? Tutti a tavola a mangiare. Do you like that? Tutti a tavola a mangiare.
Which is good eats.
On the table. No. Oh, you're mixing up all the shows. And also, what was the funny show we saw today?
Oh. What would Brian Boitano
be? Yes.
Very funny. And the food looked really good, too.
I know, it's bacon week with the roller derby.
Roller derby girls.
Girls. And what was his jersey at the end?
His roller derby name was Holden McGroin.
Very funny. Anyway, ladies, don't forget to smile. Bye. Say bye, boy boy. Ty? I tell you, say bye. Say bye. Say bye.
Don't just sniff the microphone. Talk into it.
Oh, bye, hope. Bye-bye. Say bye, baby.
Bye, baby.